views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. You're with Sky and Artie. And Sky, do you want to wish anybody a special Merry Christmas other than to the
Absolutely.
Whole world?
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope Santa Claus is good to all of you and you all got what you want. And I know I did. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Oh, and happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends.
Yes. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. See, I'm very lucky. I get to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. So I actually get like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 presents.
That's pretty good. You're pretty lucky, I got to tell you. Yeah, no. There a lot of Jewish people might not be listening to us on Christmas Day because, if I'm not mistaken, they're probably all out at the movies or at a Chinese restaurant.
Right?
That's right. That's the Jewish thing to do on Christmas.
I know. That's so funny. Actually, my in-laws would come to my house, you know, and celebrate Christmas every year, and they always had a great time. But on the flip side, we used to go there for Hanukkah, and it was a lot of fun too, because I taught my kids the dreidel, and they used to get Hanukkah gelt, and you know, they got the little chocolates, you know, those little, they're little coins. They look like golden coins.
Yes,
and they're
yes.
filled with a chocolate, and they roll the dreidel and they get the money. It's real fun. It's very fun.
Yeah. You want to know something? I'll never forget this. I'm at the movie theater. This is with Cindy, my first wife. We're at the movie theaters, and on Christmas Day, this is going back many years ago, and there was probably, you know, there was a handful of people in the audience, maybe about, I don't know, 15 to 20 people. So there was this fellow who was sitting towards the front part of the theater, and he stands up and he turns around and he raises both his arms. He goes, "Is there anybody here who's Jewish?" And it was so funny. Everyone started laughing because, like, I think just about everyone there, not everybody, but just about everybody there was Jewish. But it was a very funny moment.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. So it was a big day today for the children. They opened up all their presents under the tree. But we have, like, a ritual. At 12 o'clock midnight on Christmas Eve, we open up, we allow the children to open up either one gift or their stocking. So, you know, it's either that one gift they can open or the stocking, because what we do is we usually hide all of the presents until Santa Claus comes. So we do have a couple under there, you know, from Nana and Pop, and from one from their moms and everything, and one from their aunts and uncles. So they get to choose that one. They know that didn't come from Santa, but the rest of them, they have to get to sleep at least by 12:10, because Santa is on his way at that time. And if they don't get to sleep, they don't get Santa. So usually they fall asleep right away. And then after they've opened that one present, and then they go to sleep, and then they wake up. We try to keep them asleep to at least 6:30 a.m.
Oh, wow. Good luck on that one.
Yeah. Usually one of them is up screaming, "Santa came! Santa came! Oh, my gosh! Santa came!" And then the whole house is up and the coffee pot goes on. And my eyes are half masked because the night before we were up until about 4 o'clock doing the last minute wrapping. And the kids and the eggnog and the older children are up, are finishing dinner and washing dishes. And because we do celebrate Christmas Eve as well. We make a big meal too.
Yeah, you want to know something? I remember probably going back about 7-8 years ago when I was in my last relationship. And, you know, we were with her side of the family, and which was out in Wisconsin. And the entire family was over her sister's house. And it was a lot of fun. And when I tell you, the presents overloaded the entire living room. It's not a small living room. It's a pretty nice sized living room. When I tell you, there was like stacks and stacks of presents, and it took everybody a very long time to open up all their presents because everybody was giving everybody some kind of a present. It was like, it was just literally, it's like, it was like walking into Toys R Us and or any other kind of store like a Target, and just every single thing in there was wrapped, and you're just unwrapping it and unwrapping and unwrapping, and it's like, oh my God, I don't think I've ever experienced, this Jewish kid definitely never experienced anything like that before.
Well, you know the size of my family room, right?
Oh yeah, of course, it's huge.
It's almost half full with presents.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Are there any
obsessive?
Are there any like Starbucks cards, Dunkin' Donut cards?
My kids, when they receive money or they receive gift cards, they have no recollection during the year that mommy and daddy gave them a Christmas gift. So I stopped doing that. I stopped giving them money, and I stopped giving them like cards to department stores or Starbucks or whatever, because they very consciously forget that mommy and daddy gave them a Christmas gift. And I certainly don't remember because I don't remember what I did yesterday. So
yeah, no kidding. I can understand that.
You know, I have so much on my plate that I don't remember who I gave what to, but I always give equally. So this way, in case there are any chatter between the troops, they can't say, oh, well, mommy gave me this much and she only gave you that much. And, oh, no, no, no. Everybody gets the same. And then presents, now I buy them presents. One of my daughters wanted a wireless headphones. And she also wants a wireless a printer. So I had to go find a wireless printer and wireless headphones. The other wanted a Coach bag. The other one wanted a Fendi bag. The other one wants a 35mm camera. I mean, these are things all in the price range of about $1,000.
You know, it's funny. One of my friends, I'll never forget this. He said this, you know, this was a comment he made years ago. And I asked him, I said, what, you know, this is just when, you know, wireless phones came about. I mean, that's how long ago we had this conversation, me and my friend Joe. And so I said to him, what did you get for Christmas? And he said, I got a phoneless wire.
You know, that reminds me of a story. I was watching this TV show. It was a movie. It's a really funny, funny movie with Meryl Streep and one of those Baldwin brothers, Alex Baldwin. Uh-huh. And they're a divorced couple, and they come back 10 years later after he's married in a relationship and she's like very lonely. Uh-huh. So he makes his way back to her during a graduation, and they start having an affair. And during this affair, he's over her house one night, and he pulls out a marijuana cigarette. What do you call it? A joint. Right? And so listen to what happens. Now, she's having her kitchen redone by an architect who she actually likes.
Right.
And now the husband's in the picture again, and she's trying, like, she's like been in therapy for 10 years. It's been like, now he's back in the picture, and she's like freaking out. So she's taking a bath. He's sitting on the floor, and she says, "Have you done this in a long time? When was the last time you smoked a little pot?" Oh, she says, "Not for 27 years. He says, "Okay, I'm going to leave this here in your drawer. Get back your sea legs, and then we'll smoke it together." So the son goes to college, comes back, and the sister's having a party for him. She's getting ready. She opens up her drawer, and she sees the pot. So she takes a puff. Meanwhile, she has a date with the architect. So she's really funny. This is a really, really funny movie. I think the name of it is "It's Complicated."
Yeah, I saw. I forgot the details, but I saw it, and I do remember enjoying it very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. So she's in the car now. She's already smoked the pot, and she's acting really weird. And she holds the joint up, and there's a cop by her, and she drops it on the. You know, they're in a car, and they're going to the party, and she asks. Steve Martin, who is actually the architect, did you ever poke smot? I went hysterical. I mean, that was, I haven't laughed. So, did you ever poke smot?
Okay.
I mean, she was whacked out of her tree. Did you ever poke smut? And he's looking at her because she's doing all kinds of crazy things. She's just not like right. And this is not really her demeanor. And she looks at him and she says, "How have you ever poked smut?" He says, "Well, not for 27 years. So when they get to the party, they both smoke the rest of the joint. And of course, Alex Baldwin, who's her husband, is at the party, and now he's in love with her again, and she's with the architect because he was supposed to meet her the night before, but his wife was ovulating, and they were trying to have a child. What a movie. I suggest it to everyone. It is so hilarious, and the one-liners in there are priceless. I enjoyed it thoroughly, but the funniest thing was she says to him, "Do you poke smot?" Oh my God.
You want to know something? I would probably say one of my favorite. I actually have two favorites, but I can't think of the name, and I'm so dumbfounded by this. But my one favorite Christmas movie is definitely Elf. Will Ferrell is absolutely priceless in that movie.
Yes, that's a big favorite around my house, too. And The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, that's another one.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one. You know, my favorite scene is when, you know, his father's in a big important business meeting. and he's with that, you know, the midget guy, that little guy.
Yeah.
And Will Ferrell goes, "Oh, look at the elf. Oh, you know," and he says, what? And oh my God, when I tell you the very first time I saw that scene, I could not stop laughing. I had tears in my eyes. That was such a really funny scene. He is so brilliant. Will Ferrell is so incredibly brilliant and so funny. And, what was the other one? God, that's killing me. Hopefully I'll remember it before the show is over, but whatever. But it's about, you know, I think it's, what was it, with Nicolas Cage. And I think, it's called The Family Man.
Mm.
And it's a Christmas story. And all of a sudden he wakes up and, you know, he wakes up and all of a sudden, I think, what was it? Like, all of a sudden, he's not with the same person.
I think I saw that one. Wait a minute. He wakes up and he's in a different life.
He's in a different life. Right. He's in a different life. He doesn't have, you know, what he always had, what he was always complaining about. And that was a very interesting, premise. That was a very interesting concept because a lot of people lose focus on how good they really have it, even though things aren't always going right in your life. But a lot of people really do lose focus on the quality of their life, whether it be their health, whether it be their family, whether it be because too many people look at their life like everyone and everything is such
the will of your own choices, because he could have chose to go in either direction in his life. because he was dating that girl. But he chose to leave her and go the other path. Remember?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You want to know something? I was just telling a friend of mine who's like a creative genius. I said, you know what would be a great movie? A great movie would be if somebody wrote a movie called What If?
Yep.
And then, you know, based on your choices, you know, whether it be about love, whether it be about your partner, whether it be about having kids, not having kids, whether it be about taking the job, not taking the job, whether it be about, you know, somebody going on a trip or not going on the trip. You know, there's just what if.
That's a fantastic screenplay. I think you should get on that right away.
I should probably try to write something about it. But
you should.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You have choices in this world. What if you didn't make this choice and you made the other choice? How would it have gone? What road would I have followed? Where would I be today?
Yeah, a lot of what ifs. But you want to know something? Right now, we got to take a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Merry Christmas.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. And Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all you beautiful people out there.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
So, Sky, like I was saying, you know, I just came up with that concept just not too long ago about the what if. Movie.
That's a great movie.
And I should start to write something. I mean, it can go in 20,000 different directions on what if. And there was a movie kind of like that, but it was only about a girl, Gwyneth Paltrow, called Sliding Doors. And
uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw the movie.
No.
Okay, the movie is about her. She just missed her train and she didn't get home at the time she could have been. Instead, she was delayed by about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. She had to wait for the other train. By the time she got back to the apartment, her husband was having an affair. And so by the time she got back to the apartment, you know, she was already gone. So she didn't know anything. So her life was going as it was. Then it was like a dual story going on at the same time. Then they showed her just catching the train and coming home a little early, and she caught her husband sleeping with another woman. And it was just
heartbreaking.
Yeah, and it's called Sliding Doors. And just that, you know, one, you know, those few extra seconds of her catching the train or not catching the train, literally changed the whole course of your life. And I totally forgot how that ended, but I remember the premise of it. But that is about the what if, you know.
That's right. That's exactly right. But another good one, and this is a very old, old movie, and I think it was with Cary Grant. That's how old it is. It was about Christmas and also what if he had made different decisions. Like, he had a family and he was very happy with his family, but then money got tight and he got a little uptight and nervous, and, you know, he was very stressed. And Christmas holidays were coming, and he took a long walk, and all of a sudden he walked across this bridge, and all of a sudden his family disappeared, his money problems disappeared, and he was a totally different person, living a totally different life.
Go ahead.
It was very much the same premise as that.
It's also the same premise on that, which everyone watches this movie. I mean, I don't care what age you are, you have seen this movie, and it's called, It's a Wonderful Life.
I think that's the name of the one I'm explaining.
No, wait. That's not with Cary Grant. That's with Jimmy Stewart.
I'm sorry. You're right. Oh, my gosh. That's right. You're right. That goes to show you I don't know anything about my oldies.
So, as soon as you said Cary Grant, I said you lost because there's no way that I could have ever known because
it was Jimmy Stewart. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And that's everyone's favorite. And you're right. So that's what it reminded me. I said, wow, that's pretty similar.
Yep.
And yeah. As a matter of fact, it wasn't just similar, it was exactly.
I know.
But I think that's why that's one of America's favorite movies, other than, Wizard of Oz. But, and another one that I love to watch during the holidays is also March of the Wooden Soldiers.
Oh, yes.
And that's usually around Thanksgiving time, anywhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the first time I saw that movie, I'll never forget. I was on the couch. I was on my living room couch. And both my parents were sleeping in the middle of the afternoon, which they never do. And I was laughing so loud. Again, I was laughing so loud. My tears were coming down. And it was the scene when they were doing the little pea pods. And they hit the pea pods and they're smacking it. And they end up hitting the balloon of the little mouse. It was incredibly funny and also.
These are really classics. I hope everybody goes to watch these shows because, let me tell you, these are classics. We grew up with this stuff, Like, take Wizard of Oz. I downloaded to the television set because I have a smart TV. So I buy those movies to the kids on the movie channel here.
Right.
And they never saw The Wizard of Oz.
What?
Yeah.
Who
can you believe
that? The Wizard of Oz?
My little ones, every Thanksgiving, right after dinner, all the children would sit in front of the television and watch Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen it umpteen times. I'll never forget. I went to the movie theaters with my friends, I guess the way it was displayed, I don't know how we made this big screw up, but we went to the movie theaters, and I was a teenager at the time, and so we get into the movie theater, we purchased our tickets, because it was at that time it was like only one movie at a time. You didn't have the multiplex. All right.
Yeah.
It was like one movie, maybe two movies, but basically it was
cents,
one.
Right, only 50 cents?
Yeah, something like that. It was only a couple of bucks, but it was one movie, one price, the end, and one theater, and that was it. And, there was another theater connected to it. Either you can go indoors or outdoors because they also were displaying, they also had the drive-in. So we go inside. We're expecting to see one movie. I forgot exactly what one movie it was. And all of a sudden, the movie comes on. And instead of our movie that we thought we were going to see, it was The Wizard of Oz. And we all look at it. We're looking at each other. There's three of my friends. We're looking at each other. We say, what the hell? And I'm putting it nicely. We said a few other choice words.
Sure.
I said, are you kidding me? And so rather than, of course, we've already seen it something times, and rather than just walk out and we already paid the money, it's like, all right, well, let's just enjoy the popcorn and just chill out.
Did you at least see it in color?
Yeah. Actually, yes, it was in color. But we were like dumbfounded. We don't even know how. We didn't put two and two together. Because we just saw, and I think the movie that we saw that was being displayed was like, the movie that's coming. And we thought that was the movie of that day, but it's like the movie that was to be. And so we thought that was the movie we were going to see, not realizing it was The Wizard of Oz. And I just could not believe that that happened. That was one of the stupidest things. And then I got to tell you another very funny story, you know, talking about movie theaters. True story. I'm in the movie theater with my first wife, Cindy. And so one of her friends, I forgot his name. Let's just say his name was Joel. But Joel, all right, she went to college with him, and he had a major crush on my wife. And they were like always the best of friends. But, I, you know, it was nothing to be threatened about because yeah. it's just, you know, he was like a Dennis the Menace type of person. But, you know, and he was a mixture between Animal House and Dennis the Menace. But yet he was this scrawny little kid. So like it was but yet I always found him extremely entertaining. And even though he had a major crush on my wife, I loved having him around because he was just so funny. And he was the type of person who was like, I want to be class president. I want to be in charge of the frat house. You know, so he had a very outgoing personality, very playful personality. And she couldn't stand him. She was always just being nice and accommodating to him. And I always wanted him around more.
You're killing me.
Wait, so what happened was he stands up. This is before the movie started. He stands up and he turns around to the entire audience. And my wife and I are like, stupefied because we're saying, uh-oh, what is he going to do now? And he yells out to the audience, excuse me, everybody, it's my friend's birthday. Can we please sing happy birthday to my friend Cindy? And mind you, her birthday is in October, and this is August. And he got the entire audience to sing happy birthday to my wife, Cindy. And so she shrunk down into the chair, and I was laughing so hard. I thought it was like the best stunt ever. And so as soon as he says, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear. And then all of a sudden, the whole audience said, Cindy. Oh, my God. I literally had a dream the next night after that of that same scenario. I was like, I was just so floored. It was so funny. So funny. What a practical joker he was.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you absolutely exhausted from Christmas shopping?
No. And I'm going to tell you why, because I'm not the person who goes to the mall where there's 35,000 people there at the same time.
Yes.
I'm the person who will buy somebody a good time. In other words, for all you people who don't know what to get somebody because of their taste or they have everything or whatever, I like to go out and purchase movie tickets or, if you have enough money to get somebody tickets to a concert, to a show, maybe to a local show where it's not, you know, $800 to see Bruce Springsteen, but instead you're spending about, you know, $50 to $75 to buy somebody who's coming local to one of the state theaters. I'd like to buy people a good time.
And that's
even if it's like, like a gift certificate to like Fridays or to, you know, or their favorite restaurant. That's what I like to do because they're going to, you know, remember that and they're going to enjoy it. And it's just not like a gift that's here and gone or it's another sweater or whatever.
Yeah.
So
That's very thoughtful.
You know, and so I like to try to personalize a gift according to that person. So, you know, what do you get somebody? If you don't know their taste, just find out what restaurant or, you know, even if you do have to go to purchase a something, you know, what store do they like to shop at? And get them a gift card and let them get it themselves, you know. So it's a gift card instead of a present, but at least, you know, they're picking out what they want, and it's cool. And if something is too expensive of what you know what they want, well, then get a gift card that at least, say you could only afford $50 and the item is $125, but at least you're giving them $50 off towards their favorite gift.
Exactly. I think that's a very nice gift. For my birthday, my husband didn't know what to get me. Now, my birthday and Christmas are only a week and a half apart. I was born on the 13th of
December.
Boy,
you got screwed.
I got screwed is right. So, you know, it's like a week and a half apart. And what do you get somebody who really goes out and buys herself whatever the heck she wants? So I said to my husband on my birthday that this year in 2015, I am getting myself healthy. I have this whole plan where I am going to become so healthy from the inside out.
Very nice.
Yes. And I'm going to, because I'm getting up there in age and I don't want to feel tired, and I'm an energetic person to begin with, and I'm noticing that I'm getting sick a lot. I just had a bout with pneumonia, double pneumonia for 3 weeks. So wow. I mean, this is ridiculous. So I asked him to buy me a juicer. So I am, for the next 2 months, going to juice.
Very cool.
Yes. And then I'm going to become a vegetarian.
You're becoming a vegetarian.
I certainly am.
Really? I could never do that. I love meat too much. I'm the type of person, I could never kill an animal. I can't. I would never kill, unless if, God forbid, I hit it by a car by accident. Right. But that's right. Another story in itself. But
and we would both cry. I know us.
So yeah, and I love meat. I admit it. I love my hamburgers. I could have hamburgers every day. I love my steaks and chicken and all that other good stuff. But I could never kill an animal. But to go vegetarian, it ain't happening. But Sky, right now we're going to be taking a break really soon. So tell everybody if they
want. Why after the break?
Yeah, we'll discuss that. Tell everybody your phone number if somebody wants a private
meeting. My number is 908-500-1474.
And if you want a reading from myself, Artie Hoffman, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Mele Kaliki Maka is a thing to say.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Mele Kaliki Maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo.
Hi, everybody, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, that's right. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
He sounded like Elmer Fudd.
I tried to. I think I did a bad version of Elmer J. Fudd. Okay.
I loved him.
All right, so go ahead. What was your story?
Okay, so I'm meditating. I'm really sick. Really sick. And I can't breathe. I can't walk. I'm like coughing up a lung. And I'm meditating. And in my meditation comes my spirit guide, Daniel. And Daniel says to me, Sky, you need to stay away from meat. You have to get healthy. I want you to be a vegetarian. And I said, Daniel, are you serious? Meat is my middle name. I love meat. And he said to me, no. He says, you're to stop eating all meat and only vegetables, only plant life. So I says, well, I don't know if I can do this. I'll be honest with you. I've been a meat eater. I love meat. I love my ribs, and I love all kinds of meat. I really do. But
yeah,
if you're getting
both.
It from another source, I think you should listen. And they did promise that they were going to help me. And they did promise that they were going to be with me during this whole ordeal. And believe it or not, they told me in this meditation that I was going to go through like a detoxing for a few days. Wow. And that how I would feel. They told me I was going to feel like I was in a fog. And they told me that I was going to feel dizzy. And I was going to be irritable. And he says to me not to worry. It's only going to be a short time. And then after that, you're going to have a lot of energy and you're going to feel better. He says, because you're needed here so, so critically. You're needed here. And I says, well, if you feel that strongly about it, what am I to say no? So I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give it my best shot because, you know, I'm a meat eater.
Right.
And
now, mind you, you can't put a slab of meat in between two celery sticks and try to hide it.
Whoop, two pieces of tomato.
There you go. Come on, instead of two buns and a burger, I'm using two tomatoes and a small piece of meat, you know? We're compromising. I'm weaning off of it, you know?
Right. I am such a meat eater. I'm such but he'll tell me when I can. And the funny thing is that when I said to him, you know, I love my meat. I'm a big meat eater. He said, I promise you that if you do this, that we'll all help you. And I said, what do you mean we all? He says, don't worry. We'll all be there for you. But he also said that this is not only for my health, that this is also for my gift.
Oh, yeah. No, I can understand that because I've been told many times, which I'm still having a hard time sacrificing. You know, when you don't have, and I've heard this before, that when you do not have meat in your system, your spirituality, your gift will be enhanced because you have nothing dead inside you. Everything is nothing but, you know, alive.
Right.
And so, yes, I know this for a fact, but you want to know something? I'm an earthling.
I know.
I love my meat. I love my sex. I love money.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He never said a word about that.
Yeah.
Because I would have turned him right off if he did.
Excuse me. Sorry, can't hear you. La, 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 la. Can't hear you. La, 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 la.
Go away, go away.
Go away.
You know. No, he just said that my gift will get into different dimensions. And he says my gift will be enhanced by many, many blessings and by many, many different enhancements. So I'm really looking forward to that. But he did say eventually that, and you know, it was such a weird meditation because I felt almost like I was asleep, but I wasn't asleep. And I knew I wasn't asleep because I absolutely heard things around me besides him speaking to me and the pictures that he showed me. And he showed me a lake and he showed me myself very fit and thin, very thin. And
well, yeah, when you eat like a deer, you are going to be very thin. It's as simple as that. You go on a deer diet, you have no choice but to be thin.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the benefits that I'm not even doing this for. I'm actually doing it for health.
Yeah, no,
because, you know, I kept saying that when I got the pneumonia, I said, somebody got to come here and help me. One of my guides are going to come here and help me because I don't know why I'm getting sick so much. And it was the diet. And I'm not a good eater. Believe me, I don't eat a lot, but I eat such bad things.
I know.
I eat terrible things. Like I'll wake up in the morning and have a lollipop.
Really?
Yes.
What, you and Kojak?
Yeah. It's not even, it's crazy. Or I'll have a donut and then I'll have coffee and then I won't eat until dinner time, which might consist of another donut.
Well, what about
and another
McDonald's?
Cup of coffee. So it's not that I'm a big eater. I don't crave food a lot, but I'm a terrible eater. So unhealthy. And I don't even like vegetables. I hate vegetables.
Yeah. You want to know something? I love corn on the cob. I mean, it's my favorite corn. And yet it's not that healthy for you, but I love it. Oh. And at first I'm thinking, all right, great. This is a vegetable. To find out it's not a vegetable, it's a starch. So
yeah.
It's like, what the heck, you know?
It's a remarkable food.
Huh?
It's a totally remarkable food. And I want not to be gross or anything, but corn goes in the same way it comes out. Looks the same.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing.
It is amazing. I chew the stalks off of it. I chew it and chew it and chew it. And boy, tell you what, it looks exactly the way I put it in. It comes
That's
out.
Right.
I don't understand it.
I know. Trust me. It's not only you. It's everybody else.
I know. That's why I thought I'd bring it up. Not to be gross or anything, but it's a remarkable food. It's like one of those miracle foods. Keeps on ticking. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
I can't understand why everything that I eat that I love so much is no good for me. I don't know why God created it to be that way. I mean, why can't healthy foods taste just as good as the foods that aren't good for you? I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand the comedy in this, why this was created.
Because man created it. If you notice, everything that man puts his hands on that's from nature, he destroys. Think about it. Man has destroyed the earth by digging into her core, taking out all her minerals, taking out everything he needed, and not replacing it. Man has taken food and has altered it for money, to stretch it and to make it something that it's not. They have put food enhancers. They have put chemicals to have longer life on the shelves. They have done everything to bastardize the food. And what you're eating is really not what you're actually thinking you're eating.
Right.
You know, and it's so sad.
Yeah, you're right.
When you go pick up a box of what do they call it? Special K with pomegranate and blueberry. There's not one bit of blueberries or pomegranates in that. Yet you'll have little bits of something in your mouth that tastes just like it. But there's not 1 ounce of blueberry or pomegranate in it. I was horrified.
Wait, so now how do you know? I don't understand how they could even possibly say.
I don't either. And they get away with it. They absolutely get away with it. There is nothing in. Read the book. There's Special K, pomegranate, and blueberry. There's not 1 ounce of pomegranate and not 1 ounce of blueberry in it, yet they advertise it as pomegranate and blueberry. It's a combination of chemicals where I guess they simulate in your brain the taste of blueberries. Plus, you're reading the box and you know that it's blueberries, so your brain is saying, oh, this is blueberries and pomegranate. Now, who the heck knows what a pomegranate tastes like? They don't have much taste, right?
I still don't know what a pomegranate is. I mean, I've seen it. I've drank it. I don't know what it is. I know what oranges are.
Apple.
I know what
it's
orange
Chinese
juice
apple.
Is. I don't know. All I know is I don't like the taste of it. And I know it's supposed to be
very
healthy
dark.
For you. Again, dark chocolate, supposed to be healthy for you. I don't like it. Pomegranate, supposed to be healthy for you. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be healthy for you if you eat it like, you know, fresh. But when you eat it, then it's processed. It's nothing. It's not even pomegranate. It's just a base of chemicals. So it's really discouraging. And I also read up an article now that Daniel spoke to me about this. I've been getting a little bit interested in learning a little bit more, and I just found these facts out myself.
Okay.
Everything that's put on the shelf that's in a box has a percentage of sugar in it. So if you're diabetic and you're, let's say, making macaroni and cheese, or you're buying tomatoes, or you're buying some kind of a cereal, or you buy, even if it says sugar-free, there is a modicum of sugar in it. And aspartame, oh my gosh.
Right.
Don't even go near that. It's like poisoning your body. They have formaldehyde in that. These are the little tidbits that nobody tells you, you know? And it's frightening.
What's really annoying, that whenever you purchase anything that's more healthy, organic, they always charge you more money for eating healthy.
Yeah. You're right.
And it's so annoying that, you know, anything that you're supposed to do for your body, you're going to pay more money for.
Absolutely.
And that's a sin. And even for the ecology, you know, they're creating these cars that, you know, not only run on gas, but runs by electric, which gets you a lot more mileage to the gallon. So what does the government do? They add on a $5,000 tax because you're buying an economy car, a hybrid, so they throw in this extra money for you to pay. And here you're supposed to be saving money you know, to save on gas, and now they're hitting you up front for $5,000. And
right.
It just annoys the crap out of me that the government allows all this crap to happen. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense, and I'll tell you why. Because you know what? It's your God-given right to purchase or to grow your own vegetables or to have somebody grow your vegetables without chemical. You understand? And if they don't grow with chemical, they charge you more money. If they grow it with chemicals, they charge you less money. Non-organic. I had a friend of mine, and this is a true story. In 1980, lived in Florida, and he was a genius. This man, I cannot believe he was such a genius. He invented a motor that worked on water. Okay? Uh-huh. He brought it to Ford. The CIA, and this is not a joke, this is the absolute truth, the CIA came to him and told him that he better not produce this or sell it to Ford. Ford stopped. They obliterated the plans. They would not allow him to produce it. They compensated him a little bit of money for him not to produce it. And they told him, if you do produce it and go against what we say, you'll be missing in action. And that is the truth. And so he had to deep six the plans.
Yeah, there was a university that also discovered who also created a car that runs on water. And again, uh-huh. The same thing happened where, you know, because oil, just like pharmaceutical, it's a big moneymaker, you know.
Right.
So, but Sky, uh-huh. Right now we have to go for a commercial break. So listen up, everybody. You're listening to Sky and Artie, where we are the dynamic duo. You're listening to Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Merry Christmas. And hope you got everything you wanted.
Yeah, we want to thank you for sharing time with us on Christmas Day. And, you know, during this time, you know, Christmas, you know, supposedly is set up to be very joyous, to be very plentiful. And also, you know, unfortunately, it could also be a very sad time. A lot of people has a hard time with the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for many different reasons. You know, people are stressed out because they don't have enough money to purchase presents, so therefore they feel weird. It could be also missing somebody, a loss of a loved one. It could also be, you know, connecting two and two together with an incident that might have happened around Christmas time. You know,
lack of family.
You know, you're going through a transition in your life, and you're not around your family or your friends. And you know, so during this time, what the best thing that I could say for you to heal your heart, you know, on times like this, or for future Christmases, or for any holiday, you know, if you feel like you're feeling lonely or depressed, give your time to a convalescent home, give your time to a food pantry. Give
That's
your time
nice.
To somebody who has nobody, or to do something nice for somebody else and get the energy and attention off of you and do something kind and nice for somebody else.
That's very lovely, Artie. That really is very lovely. And you know what? They'll find that when they give the gift of themselves to a stranger, they'll receive so much gratification in return, and they will not be thinking of the sad. They will be useful, and they'll be helpful to somebody who can't help themselves. That's a very beautiful, thing for them to do that you said. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it.
Also, then if you're not into people and you think people really stink and you don't want to be around people, then you know what? Go to an animal shelter. Go to an animal shelter and, you know, help feed the dogs, help feed the horses.
Right.
Go, you know, just but to be. To be something to someone else and take the attention off yourself. That is probably the best thing that I could tell you.
Beautiful. That's the best. I mean, if I've ever heard any analogy of what to do with yourself during a holiday, not to feel depressed, I think that was the most beautiful, heartwarming, and truly true thing to do.
Thank you.
So that was beautiful, Artie.
Well,
I'm proud
you.
Of you.
Now, and I really
so good.
You want to know something. And also, you know what? A lot of things happen that spawn off people to do other great things. Like after they've experienced, you know, having a day or a moment where you're doing something really kind for somebody, it doesn't have to be just at the holiday time. It could also be at, you know, other times. You know,
yeah.
if you know somebody who is alone, if you know somebody who doesn't have family or friends or whatnot, and you do have lots of people over, don't be afraid to invite them over to your place. You
right.
know, don't be afraid to invite, you know, a friend or even a friend of a friend or somebody. Who cares? You know, just come one, come all. And
right.
Just, you know what? You only have enough for 10 and you have 10. Well, then guess what? 10 people will just have to share and you'll feed
and
11
probably,
or 12 people.
Right.
You just make
that's
it work.
Right.
That's all.
Absolutely. Those are beautiful words. And, you know, the funny thing is, like you said, you might just find out that you're giving yourself the biggest gift because you might really enjoy feeding those animals or taking care of the elderly or reading stories to the elderly. So you just might find that, you know, you gave yourself a beautiful gift and I'm going to return to that and I'm going to continually do it.
You want to know
very good words of wisdom.
You want to know something? I have a Barney costume that because I used to do Barney from the yesteryears. And,
oh, I love it.
Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Okay. No?
No. Please remind me to beat you with a stick. I hate Barney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'll tell you why. I'll just tell you why. When my kids were growing up, they were in love with Barney.
Obsessed,
and that is
yeah.
all I heard for 7 years of my life, every day, 24 hours a day. So, I mean, I love you to death. But if you put that costume on near me, I can't be responsible for what I might do.
Well, hello there, everybody. And
oh
how
God.
Are you?
It just wiped me out.
So what I would do is that I would put on this Barney costume and I would literally do about 5 or 6 parties because Barney was so popular. I was literally
yeah.
doing anywhere from 4 to 6 parties a weekend, not a week. A weekend. And,
God bless you, honey.
It was so much fun. And then there were times where, you know, I attempted. This is something. Yeah, this is something that I've learned through experience. Now, I wanted to, during the holiday season, to go to a children's hospital or to go to a convalescent home during the holidays. And what I found out is if you want to do something super nice for the holidays, you have to go in advance to these places. They just don't let you perform on the spur of the moment. And you have to go through, you know, protocol because, first of all, they have to know that you are healthy. They have to know that you're legitimate. They have to know that you're not a crazy person.
Right.
They have to do a little follow-up background on you. And so it has to go through a process. So if you want to do something super nice, even if you dress up as a clown or dress up as a Raggedy Ann or dress up in character or Barney or whoever. I just want you to know it's a really great thing to do for, you know, people, you know, who's a hurting puppy. And but just make sure that you go there weeks in advance so that when the day comes, you went through all the proper channels and you can make a lot of people happy. And I try to do it on the spur of the moment, not realizing all this. And they said, no, you can't do it. Just, you know, and they literally have people lined up literally like once every 2 hours. They have people who come in and there are people who donate their time to sing or to play guitar or, you know, so if you have musical talent and you want to share your talent, you know, that would also be wonderful. And these people aren't going to judge you. So don't worry if you don't sound like you don't belong on American Idol. It's just the fact that you're going there to entertain somebody or to keep somebody occupied. That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's a very good idea. That's very awesome. And it's very heartwarming, too. And it gives the people a lot of gratitude to themselves. It's not only gracious to the people who you're performing in front of, but it gives you a lot of gratification to be able to help somebody in your capacity.
Also, what I just thought of, if you're the type of person, you know, not everybody has the personality just to go out there and do that. They just feel a little funny. So if you're having a hard time performing for the public or doing something for strangers like that, then do something for people who you know who might be hurting or whatever. But you could still do something for somebody or even ask the people of your church or temple. Is there any place or any food banks or any community services that you could be a part of? So there is always something that you could do where you could share your love and your time for somebody else. And, you know, and I think it's really cool. How about this? This is something that I just thought of. What if you went to, because the bars are open and stuff, and just say, hey, listen, you know, I could drive somebody who has been drinking too much if they need a ride.
That's something different.
You know, I just thought of that just now.
That's
how
really
about
good.
Just being
really
a designated
helpful.
Driver, being
very
a designated
helpful.
Driver for a bar for like maybe a couple hours. If you want to just hang out for a couple hours or a few hours, or here's my number. If anybody needs a ride, just give me a call and I'll be more than happy to, you know, drive them. Watch, they'll take them, pick them up and drive them to a go-go bar afterwards.
Right.
I don't live here. I live there. Don't worry about it. Consider this a ho, ho, ho.
Hey, man, thank you for picking me up. I didn't know how I was going to get to that next bar.
But
is a good idea. That's very noble. That's very noble. And you know what, folks? You'll be saving lives, honestly.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's exactly the reason what I thought of. You know, seriously. You know, it's like I said, you know, Christmas time could be very hard for anybody. But when you are literally giving of yourself to others, you know, it is such a blessing. And, you know, you're taking a bad situation and turning it into good. You know, it's like cow manure. You take cow manure, you put it in the fertile and, you know, make the soil fertile and you're going to grow your crops, you know.
It's so true. And I'm very close to that right now. I'm full of manure.
There you go. That's too funny. That is too funny. But, Sky, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for a private reading, what should they do?
Give me a call. My number is 908-500-1474. And it really doesn't matter where you are because we can do it right over the phone.
And,
that's
right.
Just as good.
Sky and I do phone readings. It doesn't have to be in person. And
that's
if you
right.
wanted to get a hold of us for a party or for a private reading for myself, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, or you could check out ArtieHoffman.com. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after
Merry
this commercial
Christmas.
Break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.